Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another edition of the Language Headlines minicast from Away with Words. I'm Grant Barrett. Last year, British slang lexicographer Jonathan Green struck a deal with the publisher Chambers Harrop to create an exhaustive dictionary of English slang. Now, says the London Telegraph, the first fruit of that relationship has appeared in the form of the Chambers Slang Dictionary. The main sources of slang, Green says, have remained the same: sex and sexual organs, drinking, and terms of abuse. But there are always innovations. The Telegraph offers some of them. Boiler house, modern British rhyming slang for spouse; jawsing, U.S. teen slang for lying; and muzzy, an Irish word for a naughty child. In the Papercuts blog of the New York Times, Jennifer Schussler reviews On the Dot by Nicholas and Alexander Humez. It's an exhaustive look at the period or the dot, that little piece of punctuation that does so much. And I do mean exhaustive. The book is so digressive and sometimes so far afield of its subject matter that you might find yourself flipping to the front to make sure you're still reading the same book. In the reader discussion of that book, I discovered the finny, F-I-N-I. This is a new piece of punctuation created by Dave Rosenthal, an assistant managing editor at the Baltimore Sun. The finny is a square instead of a circle. Dave says, a period is usually a fine way to end a sentence, but when there's a forcefulness attached to the words, I worry that the period will roll away. It is, after all, just a tiny black ball. Do you want to find out what Virginia Woolf and John Steinbeck sounded like? They're part of an audio collection from the British Library called The Spoken Word, British Writers. It was discussed on NPR's All Things Considered. The audio is a rare find, as many recordings of the early days of radio were never saved. Recordings by George Orwell, for example, have yet to be found, even though he worked for the British Broadcasting Corporation. You can find a link to the text and audio for that story, and to all of these stories, on the website of Away with Words, public radio's call-in show about words and language, at waywardradio.org. For Away with Words, I'm Grant Barrett.
Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary-building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com. Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/words.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.